Last week, Marquette University pollsters asked 800 registered Wisconsin voters some questions on taxes. One finding involved the tax cuts often proposed and occasionally delivered, especially by state Republicans. Marquette professor Charles Franklin says Governor Walker's latest tax cut proposals came too late to be included in the poll, but Franklin says 59% of respondents said it seems that tax cuts are primarily benefiting the wealthy.
We're not really talking about things that are necessarily benefiting the significant majority of the public. You're seeing a public developing a view that those benefits are not going to them, but are going to other people.
Franklin cautions that a poll last fall showed most people did approve the income and property tax cuts that passed last year. But looking ahead, in order to further lower property taxes, Franklin says the new poll shows 64% of respondents are in favor of raising income taxes on people making more than $250,000 a year.
Folks that are, in a purely accounting sense, better off than a substantial majority of the public.
And as another nod to people at the lower end of the economic spectrum, Franklin says the poll shows 62% of Wisconsin residents want the minimum wage raised. After being told the current minimum is $7.25 an hour, 73% wanted to hike the minimum wage to at least $9 an hour. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.